Hi, I'm Mario Guerra, the two-time former mayor of the great city of Downey, and you're listening, you're watching Talking Downey with Mayor Mario. City manager made an announcement. It was kind of cool. They were awarded a grant, $3.5 million. They just received the notice on Tuesday to improve five locations from the roads and the physicality of five different locations here throughout the city of Downey. They had applied for 10. They got for five, so completely funded. $3.5 million grant, so heads up to our city for reaching up and finding that. So the big part of it was a decision-making process that the city of Downey had the council folks had to decide to set it up. We got a lawsuit, or we got a threat of a lawsuit from some ambulance chasing lawyer back 6 months ago, saying we were in violation of the California Voter Rights Act, okay, because we have one citywide seat to elect our officials. If you remember, we have four boundaries, districts, and one citywide one, District 5. That's how our forefathers wanted it when we became incorporated 60 years ago. California Voter Rights Act tries to keep everybody, to make sure everybody's in a district, so it doesn't disenfranchise anyone. You don't want all five of your council members to live in the same block, because the rest of the city would not be representative, if you will, right? So there's no chance for that to happen in Downey. You know, we have four. District 1, Horacio Ortiz. District 2, Hector Sosa. District 3, Dorothy Pemberton. District 4, Claudia Fermeta. And then District 5, there is a citywide one, Mario Trujillo. So guess what? We all get two representatives. I live in District 2. I'm blessed to have Hector Sosa, Mayor Hector Sosa, as my representative. But guess what? Say Hector Sosa's out of town or so forth, I get to call Mario Trujillo. He's also my representative. There's two in every district. That happens for District 3, 4, 5. Perfect. It's a great way of doing things. Nobody can be disenfranchised. So this lawyer, Andrew Siraga, he used to be a councilman in La Mirada. They wouldn't make him mayor. He finally became mayor after 9 years. And after 3 months, he quit, moved to Anaheim, started a new law firm last year, ran for city council in November, got beat badly. But this is what a lot of these lawyers do for ADA things or things like this. And he writes a letter. Hey, you guys are in violation because you have a citywide one. So our city lawyer, and good people, I'm not talking about, you know, anybody. Our city lawyer is a good man. Our council people are awesome people, honest, ethical. But our city lawyer got a little bit too scared. No city's one challenging the citywide district one like we have for Mario Trujillo. But the argument should be made is none of those cities that ever lost on there had districts already. We already have districts. We're not disenfranchising anybody, and nobody can prove it. And it's a small little technicality that we have the citywide one. So my point is, number one is right back says, you know, sue us. We're not going to spend a lot of money on this because you got to prove that somebody would disenfranchise. Number two, show us who the plaintiff is. Number three, why don't we go to our legislators, have them change that little part that we can keep what we have? That's fair enough. But we took the real, real conservative thing. Oh, my God, let's go to five council districts then. Okay. And some of the comments that we heard, oh, it's too expensive to run for District 5 anyways, which is a silly argument, okay, that District 5, so yes, you got to reach more voters, but you can hustle and knock on as many doors. And guess what? That's politics, not policy. Policy should be that everything is fair. Then the other argument, well, everybody in the city should have an opportunity to run regardless of funds. Well, okay, but now you already have that. You live in one of four districts. You don't have to run for the citywide one. You actually get two choices. You're taking choices away from our representatives, from our residents. If I don't have any money and I just want my small district, they're great. I can knock on every single door and ask folks to vote for me. So Anyways, that's what they're doing. So on Tuesday, they were voting to see these maps. They have these mapographers, and they come in, and they do all these different maps for the different districts and so forth. So District 101 and 102 have the least harm. Okay, we'll put the thing up on here, but it's based on colors. The green is where the council people currently are, but it's based on colors. So these two are very similar. 101 and 102 are very similar to what we have now. It just kind of adds a new district in the middle. Okay, every council people loses something because that's going to happen, right? Council 103 and 104 are just radical. Okay, you're taking away. Here's 101, okay? 101, you have all this pink is Horacio Ortiz's district right here. And now it's just going to be way over here and take part, a big part of Hector Sosa's. And you have somebody from North Downey going all the way to South Downey, and this will be one district. It's gerrymandering. And gerrymandering to me means that you're trying to shift the things to make it seem your point. 104 and 103 are very, very radical. It changes the complexion of everything. But 101 and 102, if you're going to go that route, which I don't even suggest you do, they should stick to 101 and 102. That makes the least disruption on the council, on the people. 101 puts the new district kind of in the middle, so it takes a little bit of from everybody. There's nothing wrong with that. This is, if you're going to do it, that's the way to do it. Okay, 102 has a little bit of that, but 101 is actually the simplest and the best one of all of them. But our council chose 104, saying they were trying to go on main streets, and I don't know. But this is 104, very, very radical and changes on it. It doesn't look good. The one thing that was clarified is, this was started in the 2028 elections, okay? But on the 2026, that's in 2 years, District 4, that's Claudia Fermeta, okay? So she's termed out. So somebody new will run in District 4. In District 2 is Mayor Sosa. So Mayor Sosa's up for re-election, so he'll run in 2022 in the same district that he's got now. Okay, so that'll stay. In 2028, you go to these radical districts and changes there. And you would have Dorothy Pemberton running for re-election and Horacio Ortiz running for re-election. In this case, Horacio Ortiz gets screwed really bad. Dorothy's is almost the same. But he doesn't know majority of his district. He's been walking on that, representing it, and he's got more than 50%. Nobody other district here goes anywhere close to that. So this is the worst case scenario for Horacio Ortiz. Nobody else gets really hit pretty bad on there. So Dorothy will be okay from her district. And then, of course, the citywide one would be the new one coming in. So we don't know who that would be. But Mario Trujillo in 2028 is termed out. So basically, the current council stays with the three of them, that three out of the five. Folks, this is going to last us forever. The reason I like District 5 being a citywide one, too, because what if you have two great people living in the same district, which, of course, you would. So, I mean, Mario Trujillo lives in, Dorothy Pemberton's district now, or Claudia Fermeta's currently. So you have two great people, so you can both run for city council. If we had all five and you had two or three great people in one district, only one can run. You're taking choices away from our residents, where now if you have a citywide one, everybody can run at any time, including one in your district. So I've always been in favor of more choices, not less. You're taking one representative away from me. Sometimes some of these long-term things, they haven't been thought out, and this will be a huge impact for our residents forever. And ours has been working for 60 years. So you got one lawyer, Andrew Saraga, out of Anaheim, that sends a letter, wants $40,000. By the way, just yesterday, you saw that the city of Huntington Park got rated for this aquatic parks and so forth. they just were in the news last week when they met in closed session, legal or illegally, and removed one of the council people based on their own, you know, interpretation of a investigation. Guess who the lawyer that they brought in, some of the same people that were yesterday's house were raided 2 weeks ago, Andrew Saraga. The same lawyer was represented because he also gave a lot of money to all these council people for their reelections. Coincidental? Maybe. New lawyer, new law firm, chasing clients, doing municipality, going after that. And that's the only thing that can go after Downey because we have pretty honest politicians, honest people at City Hall with lots of integrity. Ironically, the city manager of the city of Huntington Park, and I'm not saying they're guilty, but their house was raided yesterday. They happen to live here in the city of Downey. So anyways, here's the last chance. They have one more public hearing. It'll be coming up next week. I encourage you to let your feelings know one way or the other. Contact the City Hall and leave a message for your council. The City Hall number, if I remember for the secretary for the council, is 562-904-7274, 904-7274. Or write them an email, okay? Everything in Downey is usually the first initial of the council members and their last name at downeyca.org, at downeyca.org, or write to the city clerk, and she'll make sure that the council people hear it. Folks, especially down in District 1, if you're somebody in Horacio Ortiz's district, do you want to lose him as your council member? And do you want to go into a gerrymandered district where right now, all the way, most the majority of it, if you look at this, he'd be taking this new from Hector Sosa, but all this would be taken away from him. So he'd barely have, oh my goodness, he'd barely have one-third. Two-thirds of his district would be taken. He'd only have one-third of what his current district is. It doesn't feel right, and I'm not putting down Horacio, but nobody else got as drastic changes as him. I think he should have followed a little bit more. I watched the tape, and he's a nice, you know, young man and a good person, and he voted against it, but he should have made his case on there. The case made by others that, oh, you try to go on big streets, so forth, that doesn't fly. The boundaries right now that's been is a block over south of Firestone. So nobody knows that it's Firestone. You know what I'm saying? So Firestone's the main thing, but the current ones existing now, it's not exact, it's not perfect, and it's worked. So to use that as the reasoning, oh, we want to keep it on main streets, it's like, okay, no, it doesn't make any sense. There's one district where it's completely, the majority of it are non-homeowners. And I believe that's the district where it's only 28% are homeowners. All the other ones are well above 50. So that'll be a radical change in representation and so forth. So, okay, just wanted to make this clear. I hope our city council doesn't take exception to what I said, but it is what it is, and I believe what I believe. And, you know, my experience tells me 104 is terrible. It's the worst one that could happen. I think that I hope there's no political motives behind it, that it's just done on the basis of what you thought was right. And, you know, I'll take you for your word on that. But please go to 101, or better yet, do the right thing and vote no on it. Just say, okay, Mr. Lawyer Andrew Saraga, who is your disenfranchised person, resident? Because he's got to have a plaintiff on there. And then tell me how they're disenfranchised by this. It makes no logical sense. I know that the law favors the plaintiff, if you will, and I know it goes overboard to try to make sure it's fair to the plaintiff. But this makes no logical sense. And it's worth a couple bucks for us to say, no, you can't push us around. Something has worked for 60 years. We think it's legal. Every resident here is not disenfranchised. And show us, put up. Andrew, send us the witness. Send us the claimant. And that's never come out. You know, how can we not know publicly that there's a claimant or who the claimant is? Why city council can be transparent on that. I wouldn't go any further on trying to settle with him or do anything until he at least reveals it. And then let's do an investigation. How is this person? And let's look at their reasons why they are disenfranchised. So, all right, getting off my high horse. Folks, our city council was well run. Even with this, I want to tell you that there's a politeness there. There's a common courtesy. If I would have been Horacio, I wouldn't have been as nice. It's on there. Maybe that's why I'm not there. But he should have stood up more for his in a way that, you know, pushed back a lot on the comments that were being done by the others. It didn't take into consideration Horacio's comment because none of the other districts seemed to really change as much. Former Mayor Trujillo was not there. He's in Australia from what I saw on social media. So maybe he'll be back for this. I don't know if it changed the vote because it was 3-1. So even if Mr. Trujillo votes that way, it might be 3-2. But, you know, the residents are asking me and I'm telling them the truth. So that's why I wanted to make sure we talked about it before, but now it's getting real serious. Okay, this is real. This is the real map. It was the worst choice of all four. Please don't do this to my friends on the council on there. I love you. I respect you. And obviously, it's your decision, and I'll still respect you afterwards. But 104 is the worst one, and I hope you guys change your mind and go to 101 or even 102. So, anyways, I welcome your comments. I welcome your thoughts. You guys are sending us a lot of information. We're now doing more on Reels. We're having a talking politics show with Zurich Lewis as my co-host. He's the Cerritos College Board of Trustees. Amazing young man. He's been in office for 10 years, and he's only 31. Anyways, and he's got his own law practice with his father, and they look at this, and they're like, can't believe it either. But anyways, him and I are doing a talking politics. It's kind of fun. There's a lot of different things in politics now. I get involved in politics on this show, but I want to keep this one about Downey. And I want to hear your answers. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear what you want. We're going to have some guests coming up shortly on this show. We're having a new format where we can have somebody else calling in and have the two talking heads or the three talking heads. We've bought that program, and it should be kind of fun and interesting. So we welcome. Who do you want to see on the show? What do you want to talk about? What questions do you have? My cell number is 562-706-4114. 562-706-4114. Please get in contact with me and let me know your thoughts and comments, or email me at mario@garains.com. And thank you to our sponsor, Financial Partners Credit Union. You've always been great, what you do in our communities, and we appreciate you. So they were the main sponsor for the TLC and donated $6,000 to it. That's a great organization. We're proud of them. So thank you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Talking Downey with Mayor Mario.